anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Master Keto! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Master Keto! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Mr. Zachary Lowe of Monmouth, Maine. Now, Zachary, he broke into Phil's Variety convenience store by shattering the front glass door. Now, once inside, he stole cigarettes, a few smaller items that they're not pointing out, and $1,000 worth of lottery tickets. Thinking, okay,
all right,
this guy's thinking. So after scratching off each and every ticket, Zachary won a grand total of, what you guess?
How much?
He stole $1,000 worth of lottery tickets. He scratched off each and every
one. Percentage-wise, I will say that he won $80.
Ted, what do you think? $1,000 worth of scratch. I don't know if the $2, $5. He won $4.
Now, oh.
$4 out of $1,000 with lottery tickets. Worse, when he went to cash in his petty winnings, yeah, the ticket had been flagged for being stolen, and Zach was arrested. Congratulations. Yeah,
they scan those in.
That's exactly it, man.
So just to keep, employees.
Right. That's exactly
it. From stealing.
Dude made $4 out of $1,000, and in the end, he ended up getting arrested.
I was going to say, trying to scam the lottery, whether you're stealing the, like, just, you're going to get caught.
Just rob a bank. Much easier. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichona!
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please, everyone, I'll profile this is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and madams.
Hola. All right, Raymond, you understand how this here game is played.
I absolutely do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, we have hit me with your best shot, where you guessed the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon.
Well, let's all go with some drugs today.
All right, here is your story. Closed circuit television shows the moment a woman who had taken 10 times the legal amount of a drug stopped her car in the middle of a busy freeway. This happened over in England. So cars and trucks can be seen swerving just feet from the car after Bethan Markfort stopped her car again in the middle of a freeway during traffic. Now, witnesses called police, and when officers arrived, they suspected, she might be under the influence. Tests revealed that she had more than 10 times the legal limit of a drug for driving in her blood at the time of the incident. So she was arrested without incident, but at her court hearing, she admitted to being real, real, real high at the time. So she's now prevented from driving for 2 years, paid a $1,200 fine, and is required to pay a subcharge of $480 and court costs of $85. But the question is, what otherwise legal drug did she do but 10 times the legal amount of? Was it Oxys? Was it Xanax? Was it ketamine or was it Percocet? So Oxys, Xanax, ketamine, or Percocet. What did she do lot of?
Was it Oxys, Xanax?
Ketamine and Percocet. So the drugs themselves are legal, much like alcohol is legal. But at some point, you go over the limit. This is over in England.
Raymond, I'm going to go Xanax.
All right, I'm going Oxys.
Oxys, okay.
You guys are all wrong. She got stuck in a K-hole. Ketamine
for Ted. Okay.
What was she on when she was 10 times over the legal limit? Oxys, Xanax, ketamine, or Percocet? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
How about that? Categories drugs on profile is a woman over in England took 10 times the legal limit of a legal drug. She was driving, obviously high. Question is, what drug was she on? Oxys, Xanax, ketamine, or Percocet?
And Raymond, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with the exceptionally cocky, I'm not even giving it a thought, the Ted Smith. Must be ketamine. And he was correct.
Oh, yes! Let's go!
And Ted, I figured I'd mix it up for you today. You were so quick with it. I mean, you didn't even give it a thought. Usually you'll hem and haw, and everyone searches the brain, and you were just like, dude, it's ketamine. It was absolutely ketamine. 10 times over the limit to drive. So you can be on ketamine and drive in England, but she was 10 times over their legal limit. And right. Literally just stopped the car.
It's like what happened with Matthew Perry. He was on a ketamine, like, treatment.
All right.
But then he acquired more through other sources, and when he died, he was at, like, 150 times the dose.
What is ketamine for? I know what oxys are for. You're in pain. Oh, so ketamine's depression.
Yeah.
She was not depressed anymore.
Now, so right, she probably has a legal prescription, but she's like, right. Screw it.
I'm going to do another one. They never said she got them illegally. So I believe she legally had the prescription, but like anything, just said, yeah, I'm going to pop as many as I can.
Isn't it horse drink?
It is.
Right.
If you up the dose.
So that doesn't shock me that it rockets you up to 10 times.
Yes, because
you
weigh 1,000 pounds.
Right.
And also, right, there's a lot of drugs that, street drugs that start or end up in the pharmaceutical world.
Sure.
Right. So, like, oxys and heroin. Yeah. The thing that makes heroin illegal is specifically one ingredient. So, oxys are like, don't use that ingredient, and we just give people heroin.
MDMA, or ecstasy, as people would know it, started as a counseling drug in Texas.
Then you find a way to make it awesome.
Yeah.
Now, for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, you got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Myers.
Seth.
Smith.
Ted.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. The title is guys have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a Ted Smith original?
Researchers recently discovered the first adult man with 3 penises. Apparently, they made the discovery after the man went to the doctor with severe carpal tunnel syndrome.
Colbert. Ted Smith.
Colbert.
Researchers recently discovered the first ever adult man with 3 penises. Apparently, they made the discovery after he went to the doctor with severe carpal tunnel syndrome.
I didn't even know he had 3 penises.
Nope.
Wait, how do you not know you have 3 penises?
I believe that a couple of them were either internal or not visible. Or...
Coming up at 5:50.
Oh, coming up at headlines. We'll find out.
Joan, the Golden Bachelorette, riddled down her suitors 4-4, which is also the number of time each remaining guy has to get up to pee in the middle of the night.
Ted, I hope that's you.
Yes. No, it's Kimmel.
You know, the Golden Bachelorette, Joan, the Golden Bachelorette, riddled her suitors down to 4-4 is also the number of times each one of the remaining guys gets up to pee in the middle of the night.
He's ABC, that makes sense.
I know. Yeah. Once you say, I'm like, right.
A Massachusetts restaurant that waited on World War II reenactors dressed in Nazi uniform over the weekend was forced to close Tuesday after it became the target of harassment and threats. Worst of all, it's a French restaurant.
The Ted.
Yeah, that's you.
Give me that history joke, brother. That's funny.
I'm hitting the next pad right there.
That's funny. I was proud of that one.
That is a good joke, dude. That's funny.
Wasn't a Greek restaurant.
That's what they closed down, you see.
That is a weird one.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine them walking in? You're like, what in the hell?
I did not. Look, I know about Civil War reenactments. I had no idea in the States we're doing World War II reenactments.
Hey, we won. Let's do it.
It seems like I think that's why you reenact. Yeah. If your side won, you reenact.
Yeah.
I think the guys, like, you did your thing. I really don't think they gave him much thought. Just, dude, I'm starving. Hey, good job today. Fist dap, rolling to the restaurant.
It's a full day.
Why is everyone angry?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like you have, like, I got to take this off. First of all, I would never be a part of it. I am not wearing a swastika.
Well, they're more likely to ask you than me. But I
understand.
Oh, true. So I understand what you're saying. I just think if it's what you do kind of all, not all the time, but when it's needed, right? You just don't think about it. You're just like, let's go get something to eat. God damn it, we got the swastikas on.
A woman tried to bring a samurai sword onto a plane at LaGuardia Airport, the TSA says. Okay, who's still unclear on the rules? I can never remember. Is it laptop in, shoes out? Or is it laptop out, I could bring a samurai sword?
That's got to be Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
That's Colbert.
Yeah. A woman was found with a samurai sword in her carry-on bag at LaGuardia Airport, the TSA says. Okay, who is still unclear on the rules? I can never remember. Is it laptop in, shoes out? Or laptop out, I can bring a samurai sword?
I will say this. Going through TSA is annoying as hell, but they're pretty funny on Instagram.
Who's the TSA itself?
Yeah, they posted something funny about that samurai sword this morning.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. Let's see here. All right. So Mike and I were just talking about it, but we should get on the conversation on the air, too. I know the morning show was talking about this morning. You have the Mets, NLCS, they're playing the Dodgers. Mm. The intro was done by Jerry Seinfeld.
Postseason baseball. If your team is in it, it's two different sports, really. Home games and away games. At home, you want insane screaming, jumping, dancing, pushing, punching. Away, you want quiet.
Well, a bounce-back win for the Mets in Game 2.
A Dodger game is glamorous. Everyone looks so good.
Let's go, Mets!
We love our Mets no matter what. The Mets are all we have. They know it, and we know it. And yes, we also know we're not that physically attractive. And now, Game 3 of the National League Championship Series.
So my issue here is, and look, I'm a Seinfeld fan. I understand he's like one of the most famous Mets fans of all time.
All right.
But he's a comedian. So like his voice, I'm just waiting for him to tell a joke.
If you didn't say it was Jerry Seinfeld, I'm not sure that I could identify that voiceover.
Even when you said it was him, I kept waiting to hear his voice.
I know he's trying to get it fired up. You should be. Like the music, the production level's high. But I was saying to Mike, like, remember when Don Cheadle did those commercials for the NFL playoffs?
It's a little.
It was like dramatic. And you're like, let's go. But I don't know that when I'm used to hearing a comedian be funny, it's kind of hard to translate it into that, like, this is epic.
I will say this. I would not have known it was Jerry Seinfeld. However, to your point, look, I respect Jerry Seinfeld, but to me, that would be like hiring Tom Hanks to get you pumped up. Tom Hanks is a wonderful actor. I think we can all agree on that. But there's nothing about his diction or the way that he speaks or the words that he chooses to use that gets me fired up. He could, like, Jerry Seinfeld sound like the guy that would do the retrospective of the Mets season.
Yeah.
You go, hey, man, game one all the way through, like, that's the voice I want to hear. You're not trying to get fired up. You want to pay attention. And same thing, like I said, Tom Hanks. Like, okay, you're the guy, listen, you're like a teacher that I like that's explaining something. Cheadle, kind of intense. You know what I mean? There's like this feeling that he had, man, everything that he said, every hit that they took. But he gets it. So I don't think he did a bad job, but I did not feel fired up if the goal was to fire me up.
I don't think it's a bad job. I just think it's tough with comedians. Like, Tom Hanks at least does a lot of serious roles.
He does.
But I'm trying to think of a comedian that would, I'd be like, oh, he'd be good for a voiceover. Because, like, when you hear their voices, you're just so used to a punchline or something funny coming up.
Okay, I hear you. What about Kevin Hart? Now, Kevin Hart always tells jokes, but say you gave him a script where it's like, look, man, be you, but there's no jokes in this. He's so intense and fast in his delivery. I feel like he would have the ability to get you pumped up.
Adam Sandler, maybe?
Maybe.
Again,
I'm just trying to think. Enthusiastic about, you know, sports.
Without being funny, but you know it's them.
Correct.
I feel like Kevin Hart's biggest problem, like, I don't think he'd have a problem pumping you up. It's that he would still be funny, even though he's not trying to be.
I remember a couple years ago, I thought it was overkill, but they brought out The Rock. in the Super Bowl, basically right. just to give a pump-up speech before the game. But, like, you get it from him. I'm just saying, like, and Miles, you're tracking with me. Like, I just feel like for comedians, if you recognize their voice, it's just tougher. Now, if I saw Seinfeld in a sit-down, and I know it's a serious interview, I go,
entirely
okay.
different. Yeah. Right. Also, yeah. it depends on the script. So, like, what you say, are you dropping a joke in even in the setup?
Right.
Like, Kevin Hart could do the Little League World Series. I'm bigger than some of these guys.
Right. But even if you said, don't crack that joke, you'd still kind of giggle. Yeah. Just because it's Kevin Hart.
That's actually kind of funny. Yeah. Kevin Hart gets introduced the Little League.
Hey.
So, man.
Guess what?
Y'all let him have to think you ought to play baseball with him.
Short round.
Honestly, I also don't know why sometimes, I mean, I guess you could do it because the real actors would get annoyed. But, like, just hire Jay Farrow. He can do impressions of anybody you can think of.
But think how much money they would save by hiring him.
All right, think about, like, James Gandolfini. If he was still alive, that guy's, like, setting up a Giants playoff game.
It has to be a Jersey team, right?
Mike Myers could do some Stanley Cup playoff action. I think there's a couple
think
guys.
So?
Well, he's Canadian.
No, I just know about that. But, like, to what Ted's saying, I'm like, if it's Mike Myers, not that what he's saying would be awesome.
It right. If you write it right, you still drop jokes.
Then the first thing you'd have to say is, I'm not Mike Myers.
Take even Wrexham, right? So, the two guys own it. And the one, who's the super popular? Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds.
Right, so Ryan Reynolds, but he is, like, I don't want to hear him do a pumped up video.
Because Rob McElhenney, though. All the time.
He's so intense about sports. If he was doing that voiceover, you'd be pumped for it.
Yeah, I agree. Because Ryan Reynolds, like, look, he knows what he's doing, but because he's kind of funny all the time, even if he's trying to get you to be serious, I'd be like, crack your joke.
Couple texts. Paul Rudd, Bert Kreischer, Jim Carrey, Louis Black.
Louis Black could definitely do it. Paul Rudd could as well. But remember, Paul Rudd has a lot of range. Man, I love Bert. You're right. If Bert was talking about Florida State or something, something he's passionate about, like Seinfeld to me just, like, I know he's passionate about the Mets, but I was just like, eh,
right. You know what, though, man? To be fair, so Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah.
He's done some voiceover stuff for sports to get you pumped up, and as much as he's this guy all the time, listening to him do it, I actually kind of got pumped up. But part of the reason, I think, is because, and this might be completely inaccurate, you feel like he believes every word he's saying.
Yeah.
So you would be calm about it, man. But
do you realize
you right now?
You ever heard those sleepy time things where people put on the little tapes and they listen to someone talk and tell a story and they go to bed?
I've never heard of that, but it makes sense.
Matthew McConaughey does one. And the read is no different than the hype read.
That's what I mean.
But his hype reads are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. He doesn't change anything about his style, but you're like, yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
You know what a rivalry is.
Actually, I am willing to.
That's it.
I will put a $20 bet that he is the voiceover between Texas and Georgia on Saturday. Yeah,
I would think that
is a monster game that is going down at the University of Texas this Saturday. Kind of sports or sports TV related, too. I know none of us live in Austin, but my buddy Cobb does from the podcast. They have had signs up. They're calling it the biggest weekend ever.
All right.
Number 5, or maybe number 4, Georgia, at number 1, Texas.
That's they don't like each other.
Is Manning the quarterback?
No, he played a couple games.
Okay, so the other guy's back.
But, yeah, Quinn Ehrs? He's back. They also have Formula Run down there running at COTA, which is the track there. It used to be the, I think, Racetrack of Americas. And then they have a giant M&M concert.
Yeah, that's a busy weekend for Austin.
Plain or peanut?
Sometimes I go fancy and get those almond ones.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I have one. I can't retire. I'm buying almond M&Ms. you guys are a big fan of the Fonz, right?
I mean, yeah, it was part of our life.
Yes,
but I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, I like Henry.
Don't deny it, Miles.
I like Henry.
Super nostalgic. The Fonz was awesome. Yes.
He was the Jewish Italian guy.
Right. Well, turns out Jelly Roll is a fan of Henry Winkler.
Mr. Winkler, it's Jelly Roll. I'm just sending my love. I have been hoping to see you because I got a note. And they said it was from you. I didn't believe it. And she told me it was you. She confirmed. And I cannot tell you how much that meant to me. I will send you a picture when I get home. I hope you don't mind. I framed it. I hung it up on my wall where I have, like, handwritten lyrics from Craig Morgan, all, like, the stuff that's really been special in my career. Thank you. I'm absolutely honored, Mr. Winkler. I can't wait to see you and hopefully give you a hug, man. I'm a big hugger. I'll squeeze you.
That's cool.
I mean, play just the beginning of that clip. We might have to use that.
Mr. Winkler, it's Jelly Roll. I'm just sending
Mr. Winkler.
It does sound like your penis.
Right?
Mr. Like, Winkler.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Let me get a fish sandwich and a Mr. Winkler.
Mr. Winkler.
That's a one-eyed wink.
The baseball playoffs still going on tonight. The Yankees are playing Cleveland right now. Yeah, it's
Yankees just hit two back-to-back home runs. They won.
Yeah, I mean, they lead the series 2-0, probably going to win tonight, go up 3-0. But we were talking about the Dodgers and Mets. That game, only in the second inning, they're still playing that one. I think last night, man, the Dodgers, they're supposed to be there. Yeah. I mean, I still think it's going to end up being Dodgers-Yankees, but like that lineup, when people are healthy, it's just ridiculous. I mean, part of it annoys me is it's like, well, you spent every goddamn dollar you had in the world.
But at least they, your ROI, as they say in a business world, yeah. Return on investment, right?
Right, and that's why baseball without a spending cap is always going to have the Yankees and Dodgers and teams like that, because it's like
they
right,
can
like,
afford it.
Right, if somebody has a good year for the Mariners, guess who's going to buy them? The Dodgers or the Yankees. Mm-hmm. We've seen that movie
before.
That's
why Cleveland is kind of the shocking team in all this.
You also have Thursday Night Football. You have the Saints hosting the Broncos. I'm not really sure how I feel about this one. Could be a strange game. Like, let's just score some points and have some fun.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate your listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Into the men's room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Your microphone,
turn your mic on, Mike.
These are the headlines.
Yes. How low do you keep your headphones? I mean, you did not know that you could not hear yourself.
That's why I was starting to turn down my bed music awful, you know, quick. I was like, why is the music not coming down? It is, but my microphone is not up. Our top story, we're going to Massachusetts, where a couple customers were shut down. A couple customers shut down a restaurant for a few days despite not doing any physical damage. The pair were part of a bigger group that was getting lunch at the restaurant after a hard morning at work. They were minding their business and keeping to themselves, but someone took issue with their attire and felt the need to raise the issue. The restaurant received numerous threats that caused concern for the well-being of their employees, and they felt the need to close the restaurant. The customers that caused the issue were employees of a local museum that had conducted a World War II reenactment earlier that day, and the two were still wearing their uniforms from the battle, which they fought as Nazi soldiers.
Okay, do you think they did it on purpose? I personally do not believe that they did. Or do you think they just, do your thing, it's an all-day thing?
I don't think they did it on purpose. I think you just got to realize you're wearing a Nazi costume.
Well, I feel like, Ted, you and I were those guys. I feel like at some point where we've agreed hours in advance we're going to grab dinner after this or whatever, like, as I'm looking at you, I see the swastika on your arm and go, oh, damn, hey, man, at least take off your jacket.
Yeah.
That's the part that blows my mind.
But also, they're sitting around other people. Like, you're in a uniform. It's not like you're wearing a t-shirt that's like, hey, yeah, go Hitler. You're wearing a doggone uniform. So, like, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like, they're not fresh out of battle. I feel like folks, like morons like that, don't walk around in uniforms. They're surrounded by other soldiers. It's like these guys are clearly actors. They're not.
Yeah, but they're in a restaurant.
That's the problem.
Like, I did not know until I read this story a day or two ago that that they did reenactments of World War II in the States.
Right.
So if I saw those guys, I would go, those are Nazi sympathizers that bought these uniforms.
But if you saw them by themselves, sure. But if they're in a crowd with other people that are in Allied uniforms.
Well, right, but they're not at the reenactment, Mike. They're at a restaurant.
I get that. But nobody just walks around.
I'll be dead honest with you. I would have punched them. I would have given it a second thought.
Oh, I'd have had
if
words.
There's one thing I'm down with, you could punch a Nazi.
Yeah, I'd have had word, and I would feel awful after. But I'm right there with Ted, where it's, I know what you're saying, and you're not wrong, Mike, but just, I would see that, and I would get tunnel vision where even if everyone else had, like, signs and
stuff. Sure, and that would stick out a lot
better,
I wouldn't
see it, and just like Ted, I don't even have questions. Like, we're throwing fists, brother. Let's see who's dominant right now. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm breaking your face off. There's no doubt.
A representative.
And then I'd feel terrible. Like, oh, my God. Hey, guys, that's why you don't do it.
And I'm all for history and stuff. But, like, honestly, that just seems like a bad idea.
Okay.
It would be illegal to do that in Germany.
That's a fact.
Yes.
A representative for the museum voices disgust toward the actors, calling them thoughtless for continuing to wear the uniforms outside of the performance.
I think it was an honest mistake. But, you know.
In other news, over to China, where a man managed to get arrested after his wife cheated on him. He started getting suspicious after his wife started taking an unusually long time to drop off their daughter at her tutor. He followed her and discovered that she was indeed making a pit stop at a local hotel. He crashed into her room to find her in compromising attire next to a naked man, and proceeded to beat the ever-living out of the home wrecker, only stopping when he offered to pay the man for the crime of sleeping with his wife. Liking the sound of that, the man
sounds like Aurora.
The man agreed to receive $3,300 American, or the equivalent of $3,300 American dollars, for his wife's infidelity, and went on his way. But to the man's surprise, instead of receiving the agreed-upon payment, he received a lawsuit for extortion. The man believes that his wife was the mastermind behind the suit, but was still arrested for the crime and will have to go through the court system to prove it.
He turned himself into a pimp. But is it extortion if I offer it to you? Hey, instead of you beating my ass, I'm going to give you money.
Right.
That's not like you're offering this to me.
Right.
You can get me for assault, sure, but like,
you've wronged me, so now I'm beating you up.
If I said
you don't like that, so you're going to pay me money.
If I said I'm
going to
tell you, I'm going to tell your wife.
Right. That's extortion.
That's extortion.
Right. Yeah, it's the threat of doing something. He was beating his ass.
Like, the guy paid money to get his ass kicked.
It turns out that old adage that we're all alike on the inside isn't quite as true as we'd like to believe. After donating his body to science, the corpse of a man who died in his 70s was dissected, and scientists made a stunning discovery. He had three penises.
Oh, it was after he was dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they dissected this man. They were just, I don't know what they were looking for. You know,
they were not
just
looking
studying,
for that.
Right?
And they were like, Rigor Mortis has said it. Three penises, baby.
The doctors say that only one was visible, as the other two were internally, quote unquote, stored in the
case of emergency.
In the old marble satchel there. But they say they also contain the same tissue capable of becoming engorged, though they don't know if he had a history of complications in this matter. You know,
that is crazy. I feel bad for him because he didn't find out until after he died.
I know.
They say he might not have been able to ever have sex.
Yeah.
Based on what he had.
Right.
So, like, he did not have a great life. I mean, it sounds fun at the end.
It was probably painful.
Yeah. I mean, but still, at the same time, like, you can't perform.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point?
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's no good news.
We go to Wisconsin, where a soldier finally gets to retire. Back in 2018, a German Shepherd known as Dasty was paired up with a handler, and the two spent 4 years serving together, even doing a tour in Afghanistan, tasked with explosive detection. Then in 2022, Dasty's handler retired from the Army to live in Wisconsin, leaving the dog behind to continue his service to his country. But we're happy to announce that it is now Dasty's turn to retire, and he's gone to the home of his handler, where the two will now live together at home.
That's awesome.
Gotta love it. It has to go to the handler, right? The two of you built a bond. The two of you know each other.
And what better place for to retire as a dog than Wisconsin? Drink some beer, eat some cheese.
Watch the Packers.
Men's room sports. Sports on the night. You've got NBA preseason ball on NBA Network, college football on ESPN and ESPN2. Game 4 of the NLCS between the Dodgers and Mets on FS1, with the Dodgers looking to punch their ticket to the World Series. Thursday night football on Amazon Prime between the Broncos and the Saints. Go Bo Nix. And your Seattle Kraken hosting the Philadelphia Flyers here at home at Climate Pledge. Puck dropped at 7 p.m. on Kong and King. As far as your weather, clouds are moving into night, staying tomorrow for a cloudy 54-degree day with some interspersed showers.
Wait, you guys got King and Kong?
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Bad Choice Friday next time around. The return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Jolene's up next. Yes, indeed. Just so you know, my daughter's standing in the studio, and it's very important to her that I tell you that she told each and every one of you hello. But in the meantime, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.